Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Megillah Daf Zayin, as we continue here in the first parak of Maseches Megillah. And as we said yesterday, a lot of what yesterday's daf and today's daf we already had back in Maseches Tainus, a lot of it is a repeat, but that's Yerushalmi sometimes takes big chunks of the Gemara and places it where some of it is connected. Repeats it. So we are discussing, we had a lot of discussion, and we have it again, about Megillah's Tainus. It's here and it's there, because there we spoke about Tainus, the fast days, and here we're speaking about Purim. And Purim and Chanukah are the 2 days that blow butla Megillah's Tainus. So that's why the Gemara appears in both places. So we're on Vav and Beis towards the bottom. We're speaking about the Machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi. Meir and Rabbi Yossi had the Machlokas that was quoted in the Mishnayos and Tainus in the second parak. Let's review that. The second parak of Tainus, we have the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi. Says the Mishnah there, to repeat, Kolakasta the Carbonate here quotes it, but remember the Mishnah. The Tanakama said that, and we said that this Tanakama ended up being Rabbi Meir. That's going to be important, but it would stam, it's mentioned without a name in the Mishnah. Kalakasim Megillas Tainus, Dilo Lemispaid, Lafana Vasar Lachar Mutter. Whenever it has a list of days in Megillas Tainus that says you can't have a spade them on them, that's the more chamor days. You can't even have a spade them. Not only are you not allowed to fast, but you're not allowed to have a spade them. It's a very serious holiday. So then, even the day before, Lafana Vasar Lachar Mutter, even the day before is going to be Asr. And Rabbi Yossi says, even the day after, Lafana Vasar Lachar, both before and after are going to be Asr. That's Rabbi Yossi. Talola his anabahon, if it's the lower level holiday, it just says you're not allowed to fast, but you're allowed to have a spadim. So then Rabbi Meir, anonymous in the Mishnah Tainus, but we know from elsewhere, is Rabbi Meir Shita, that even the day before is mutter. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, there you go, knock it down one notch, the day before is usher. And la'achrav is mutter. So Rabbi Yossi says the day before is always usher. The machloka, Rabbi Meir says it depends on the day, on the category, and the day after, depends, Rabbi Yossi on that, machlokas. So, now we pick up with the last line here on Vav Amabez, where we just spoke about that on the 13th, we're trying to figure out how Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir fit into our Mishnah here in Megillah. Because the Mishnah Megillah says, that's how the Sugi started off, the Mishnah Megillah says, even though there are days that you can read the Megillah early, it doesn't mean that there's an Isser of a Hesped and Tainus. You're allowed to have Hespedim those days. So we're like, okay, who is this according to? Because the 15th is already out because it's Shushan Purim. The 14th is already out because it's Purim. The 13th is already out because it's the day before Purim. And also, we just said, it's Yom Nicanor. Yom Nicanor is the 13th. That's also a holiday, and that's out. So we spoke about, okay, so according to, is a Remeir like our Mishnah? Is our Mishnah like Remeir? Is a Mishnah like Rabbi Yossi? So that was, that's our question that we're getting back into. So if you look at the last line, Al Daite de Rabbi Yossi, we switched this girsa, according to Rabbi Yossi, Nicha. According to Rabbi Yossi, I understand why in the, in our Mishnah, we have, in Megillas Tainus, it says you have to, it has to say the 13th. Why does it have to say the 13th? Why does it have to say Yom Nicanor in Megillas Tainus? Because that teaches me that the 12th is Asr. According to Rabbi Yossi, the day before is always Asr. So that's why it has to say the 13th. Balo Selafanav is telling me that the day before is going to be Asr. Al Daiti to Rabbi Meir, but according to Rabbi Meir, again, that we switched the gear. So according to Rabbi Meir, Ma Balosar. Why does it have to say that the 13th is Asr? Lefanav, Lesle. Rabbi Meir says that if the day before is not Asr, if it's a day that you're not allowed to fast, right, so then, you're allowed to have a spadim. So the day before that is going to be mutter, according to Rabbi Meir. So the 12th isn't included, and atzma asar v'day arba asar. And the 13th itself is asar already because of Purim, the 14th. And the 14th is already a serious day that you can't even have a spadim. So even Rabbi Meir agrees that that erev is going to be asar. So again, the question is, why in Megillas Tainus, according to Rabbi Meir, does it have to mention Yom Nicanor? Because that day is already taken care of, meaning that you're not allowed to have a spadim on that day. You're not allowed to fast on that day. Answer, is to teach me that even Rabbi Meir, who says the day before one of these holidays is Asr, that's, he's only saying it's Asr to fast that day. He doesn't say that it's Asr to be Maspid that day. That's why it has to say it explicitly, so to teach me that it's even Asr to give Hespid. Period. So the Gemara says, okay, we only ask Akasha on Rabbi Meir and not Rabbi Yossi. Bafilo al de Reb Yossi. Switch the gear. So less who makasha. Isn't it a problem for Reb Yossi also? Lo kein tani. Didn't we learn betrain asar be yom tiryon? We learned that on the 12th, that's called Yom Tiryon, and Yom Tiryon was a holiday. V'yomer of Yaakov Baracha, butl Yom Tiryon. Yom Shenereg l'olainis u'papis. And even though Yom Tiryon had been a holiday, we were mevatalit because of the tragedy that happened that day, because l'olainis and papus were killed. So, as explains the Karban Eida, if they knocked this out as a holiday, they said, the 12th can't be called a holiday anymore because of the tragedy that happened. You're going to tell me that there's an Isser Hespid Vatinus because of the day after? They just said that this is a very sad day. There's no longer a holiday. So you're going to tell me, oh, but it's the day before the 13th, and therefore there's an Isser Hespid Vatinus. Even according to Reb Yossi, that must be a day of Hespid and Tinus, because once they knocked it out as a holiday, knocked it out. So even according to Reb Yossi, it's not so simple that it lists. No answer given to that question. I didn't get to mention it, to read it in the last year, but just the Yerushalmi does not mention this whole story, but in Yud Ches and Beis and Tinus, that's where the story is told about Lulinus and Pappus, right? That's where what was the tragedy that took place? So the Gemara quotes one story and Rashi fills in some of the details, right? The Gemara quotes, the story of my Turinus, Amru, Shabikish Turinus La Roges Lulinus Upapis Ache Balutkia. There were these two brothers and one of these terrible kings wanted to kill these two brothers. So Rashi adds in, what do you mean, why they wanted to kill these two brothers? So Rashi says that there was a blood libel against all the Jews, and all the Jews were going to be killed. And these two brothers got up and said, no, we killed the child. Right? They didn't. But they took the hit for the team. They took the hit for the whole nation, and they were killed that day. Va'amdu elu upadu es Yisrael. Va'amru anu haragnuha. V'harag ha-melech la'elu bilvad. Right, they took the hit for the whole nation. So now back to the Gemara. Amar lahem. So this Turinus says to them, im me amo shel Hanani misol v'azaryatem. If you're from Hanani misol v'azarya, yavo lokechem yatzil eschem miyadi. Right, we all heard of that legend. The Hanani misol v'azarya were thrown into the fiery furnace, and you're from them, so let your God save you. Kishem should mikederach shehitzilus chananim mishal vazarya, like he saved them. Miyad Nebuchadnezzar. Amru lo chananim mishal vazarya. Amru lo. They said these Lulanis and Papa said chananim mishal vazarya tzadikim gemurim heim. They were totally righteous. Vereuyim hayam leos b'am neis. They were totally righteous, and it was zochet to have a nes for them. Nebuchadnezzar melech hagun, and Nebuchadnezzar was a proper king. What is proper? Proper probably means the Nevi'im already spoke about that he was going to take over and do, you know, what Bava was going to do. V'royli also nes al yado. So they were better than us, and he was better than you. V'yoso Russia hedyotu v'inaroyli also nes al yado. And that hedyot, meaning you, you're not on the level of Nebuchadnezzar. V'anu nischayav nukli lamakom. And, you know, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. V'im ein ata horagnu harbi hargim yeshlo lamakom. And if you wouldn't be killing us, you know, there are other ways that Hashem can kill us at this moment. If this is our moment, they said, it's not you. V'harbe dubin v'arayos leishlo lamakom ba'olamo. There are many dubin v'arayos. There are many bears and lions. Shepogin banu. V'hargin osanu. Ela lo masayna HaKadosh Baruch Hu biyadcha. Ela sha'asili para damyenu biyadcha. But Hashem chose you. But guess what? God's going to take revenge from you after you spill our blood. So we're not worried. Afal Pikein, even though they had this threat to him, Hargan Miyad, he killed them right then. And then right after that, the other officers came and assassinated him within moments. This is the story of the two that was originally it was a holiday, Yom Tiryon on the 12th, and then they took away the holiday. The Papas of Lulinus, right, these two people, what they say, Harbe Shluchim Yesh Lamakom, and if you don't do it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have other people. That's exactly the attitude that the Sefer HaChinuch discusses, which we have mentioned, in the Isser of Nekama. This Isser of Nekama. In Parshas Kedoshim, Reish Bem Aleph, that's where the Chinuch talks about the difficult Isser of not taking revenge. Like, how is it that I shouldn't even want to take revenge? We're human, that's true. But what's the ideal? How are we supposed to come to the state that we don't want somebody wronged me, I want to wrong them. Somebody insulted me, right? Sweet revenge. says the Sefer HaChinuch, it's a high level, but we have to try to live this way. Misharshia mitzvah, sheyeda ha'adam al-erin. We have to follow Pappas and Lulinus, right? Sheyeda adam itin el-libo, kokola sheyikriya mitovad ra. Everything that happens to us, husiba shetavo ala meis Hashem baruch hu, it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the people that are involved in doing it to us are just shlichim. Umiyat ha'adam yarish achiv lo yiyadavar bilti ratzon Hashem baruch hu. Right? If it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's nothing. It's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's, you know, who are we going to blame? Who are we going to blame? Just last night, I try to think of this, even though it's easier in theory. Lamaisa, the past 3 days we walk into our house, we've had this smell. Like, what's going on, the smell? We had one of our granddaughters was there yesterday. Maybe it smells right. We couldn't figure it out. Finally, last night, one of our kids said, but what's in the bag? There was a bag. My wife went shopping on Sunday. And yesterday we found a bag that was not unpacked, and there's fish, and there's chicken, and there's shkalim down the drain. I was like, what? And like, okay, who's going to blame? Okay, I unpacked the groceries, but I unpacked the groceries in the kitchen. How did this one get in the... Okay, it's not to blame. This was meant to happen. We were meant to, like, have to go back to the store. But that's this chinuch. When something happens, it was supposed to happen. It should be the worst. Kaparata vonot, as they say in this country. We can't point the finger at this person. Kihu eino sibas ra'aso. Kihavonu misabi v'chulu. And that's the chinuch in this. And that was their attitude. That was the attitude of Pappas and Lulinus. That story is not told here in the Yerushalmi, but we know it from the Bavli. We continue. So now the next discussion. Again, we're talking about Megillas Tainus here. So the Megillas Tainus lists off Purim. Barba asar b'chamisha asar puraya. Dilalim is paid. The 14th and the 15th of Adar, we don't have a spade them. Bishis asar bay. And the 16th of Adar, Sharon Lamimna, sure, Yerushalayim. That's when they started rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem. Dilalim is paid. Right? And therefore, that's also a holiday. No espate them. So now, I'll die to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir, Shita, I understand. Why does it say the 16th? Nicha. I understand why. Because the 16th wouldn't have been Aser. Ba losar, switch that word, la'atzmo. Right, the mayor says, why is the 16th written? Because it asks itself, because we wouldn't have known that the 16th is a special day. I'll take to Rabbi Yosa, but according to Rabbi Yosa, ma ba lesar, why did it mention the 16th? Lesar shalafanav, lesle. Right, to ask the day before the 16th, lesle here means you don't need it. It's already, it's Shushan Purim, the 15th. Atzmo asar, and it itself on the 16th is asar, but chamisha asar. Because remember, Rabbi Yosi in the Mishnah said that the day before and after is asar. So why do you have to have the 16th listed? It's already usher because it's the day after the 15th. Balodia chashu usher behesped. Like we said before, maybe it's teaching because even the day pre and post are only forbidding fasting, but not forbidding eulogies. So maybe that's what it's adding. Fine. One more try and then we get to the fundamental answer. Beshuvas usher be on the 17th day. On the 17th day, that's when the story is told in Maseches Kiddushin that Yanai HaMelech wiped out all of the rabbis. So some of them went and took refuge in neighboring countries. So then, Kamen Amamaya Pleta Sifraya, the Amim, the nations got up on the remainder of the Sofrim, B'Medinas Kalkis Ubei Zavdin, Vavi Parkan, and there was a redemption that day. And that happened on the 17th. So again, I'll die to Rabbi Meir Nicha, according to Rabbi Meir, I understand why the 17th of Adar had to be listed, Balesar Atzmo. It's Asering itself. Right, because I wouldn't have known that. But I'll die to Rabbi Yossi, my Balasar. But according to Rabbi Yossi, why is the 17th mentioned? It's already the day after the 16th. And we said the 16th is a special day. So answers the Gemara, and this could answer all of the questions that we asked. Rabbi Yossi, Kalilin Milaya, Lo Messiah Velo Tavran. All of these questions that you ask, why is this one in and this one in? You don't need to know about it. It's not a proof to anybody, and it's not a kasha to anybody. Lo al derbi meir, lo al derbi yosi. Why? Lo boil limnos yamim shenasu behem nisim li Yisrael. Because after all, it lists off all these days, all the holidays. These are the days that special things happen to the Jewish people. So we ask, you don't need to know this one because we already know you're not allowed to fast that day. That's not what Megillas Tainus is doing. You're right. Some of the days we wouldn't have to say because it's already usher from other days. But that's not, Megillas Tainus is giving us history. Even if it's not teaching us a specific halacha, it's teaching us that each of these days had something special happen on that day. Teda l'cha shuken, I'll prove it to you. De tanina, because we also learned there in Megillas Tainus, Bereish Yarcha de Nisan. The first day of Nisan is listed there as one of the days. Why? What happened that day? Did you talk him to Mida? That's the day that there was a whole machlokes with the tzdukim, and we were able to establish the Karban Tamid. They made that a holiday also. No espedim. It's the first day of Nisan. You already know it's Rosh Chodesh. So why is that day listed? The answer is because it's not telling us days to teach us that there's Isurim has spayed them in Titus. It's just telling us the days that these events happened, even if it is not needed for halacha. Period. The Karban Tamid is there was a day that it was established. It's an interesting machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. How many mitzvahs are counted every day? How many of the 248 mitzvahs asay is the Karban Tamid? The Rambam counts one mitzvah. There's one mitzvah to bring the Karban Tamid. You happen to bring two Karban Tamids every day, but there's one mitzvah. That's the Rambam. The Rambam also counts one mitzvah of Kriya Shema. One mitzvah. Even though we say Kriya Shema in the morning and Kriya Shema at night, there's one mitzvah of the 613. The Ramban says, what are you talking about? It's two mitzvahs. You can't do the night Kriya Shema in the morning. You can't do the morning Kriya Shema at night. So it's two mitzvahs. They don't overlap. Two different mitzvahs. The Rambam has that machlokas about Kriya Shema, machlokas about Tamid, and the machlokas, I think, about Ktoris. Right? Three mitzvahs that we do twice a day. The Rambam counts it as one conceptually, and the Ramban counts it as two, right? So what's the nekudas of machlokas there? The Ramban sounds right, but there's even an interesting machlokas achronim. The Magen Avram talks about this. Is Kriya Shema a mitzvah saseh shazman grama? Seems like it is, right? Seems like it is. The Gemara lists off five or six mitzvahs saseh shazman grama. Kriya Shema is a mitzvah saseh grama. One second. Doesn't a mitzvah zeis ban grama mean it's only a mitzvah certain times? Kriya Shema midaraisa. There's no, let's say, zmani Kriya Shema durabanan. So midaraisa, there's always a mitzvah of Kriya Shema, either the morning one or the night one. There's never a time. It's just that each one you can't do on the other time. You can't do the morning Kriya Shema at night. You can't do the night Kriya Shema by day. So does that make it zman grama? So that's an interesting discussion, the Magen Avram and the Shagas Aryeh. But what's the machlokas Rambam and the Ramban? So the Ramban sounds right. So explains Rav Soloveitchik, and that is sometimes you could have a time where you can't do the mitzvah yet, but the concept of the mitzvah already exists. So, for example, when Sukkot starts, it could be that lulav, the halachic status of lulav, starts when Sukkot starts, even though you can't shake a lulav until the next morning. Right? Mitzvah's lulav is only by yom, but the status of lulav might already start by day. That's a Rashi in Sukkah, Laflama Gimel. Rashi says the Dalin Minim. The Dalin Minim have to be Ra'ui, right, without too many berries. I think the Rashi there is talking about the Hadas. The Hadas has to have more leaves than berries. If it has more berries, then it's a Pasal Hadas. If when Yontif started, it had more leaves than berries than leaves, it's Pasal. And you can't fix it now. It's too late. You got to fix it before the time of the mitzvah starts. That means before Yontif. What do you mean before Yontif? I can't shake the Hadas until the next morning. Let me take off the berries before the next morning. No, it's got to be before Yontif starts. Because it's already a Hadas when Yontif starts, even though maybe the Chova kicks in, even though the Zman Ki in the Mitzvah is not until the next day. Says the Rambam, according to Rav Soloveitchik, when I wake up in the morning, or at night, I don't know which one is first, right? The Mitzvah of Kriya Shema, Ketores, Tamid is upon me. You're right, I have to split it up and only do part of it in the morning and part of it in the afternoon, right? But it's two Maisa HaMitzvahs, but it is really one conceptual time when those mitzvahs are chal during the day. And the Ramban would argue. But there are many examples of that. There's one case, I think, if I remember correctly, that even the Ramban admits by the carbon of the Kohen Gadol, the Minchas Chavitin, the carbon that the Kohen Gadol brings every single day, and he has to bring half in the morning, half in the afternoon. Even the Ramban agrees that's one mitzvah. Machzisa baboga, machzisa ba'era, that he agrees is one mitzvah. It's split in half. And there are other examples. We said, what about Brismila before? Is somebody at Arel before day eight? A kind of parallel type of idea. Okay, but we'll leave that for now. If you want to look more with some of these sources, Rav Shechter and Eretz Tzvi and Simen Yud, he talks more about this topic. Okay, we continue. So the Gemara just quoted, you see, Rosh Chodesh is in Megillas Tainus. So you see, it's not just about teaching us when there's an Isser Tainus, because you already know that. Aval Shabbos is Yom Tovim, Mitzana Lefanim Lachareihem. But ironically, says the Gemara, Shabbos and Yantif, the day before and after, of course, everything is mutter. What do you mean? Shabbos and Yontif are more chomer than these rabbinic fast, rabbinic holidays. If something's already biblical, if something's daraisa, people take it seriously. It doesn't need to be strengthened. The elu divrei sofer, divrei sofer tzirichin chizik. But these other ones that are drabanan, people don't take it as seriously, so it needs chizik. The Gemara has a similar svara in the Bavli and Beis Adabes. Hadadat amar. Everything we've said up until now was achal about the Megillas Tainus. In the days of old, when we still followed the Megillas Tainus. Aval mishabatla Megillas Tainus, balu kol elu. But once the whole Megillas Tainus is nullified and we don't follow it anymore, then everything is batel. Everything is batel. All of these halachas. Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Shimon Levi, Treve, and Amrin, Batla, Megillas Tainus. These rabbis said, okay, Batla. Rabbi Bav, Rabbi Simon, Amrin, Batla, Megillas Tainus. Rabbi Yosef, son, Amrin, Batla, Megillas Tainus. Amr, Rabbi Yochanan, Emma, Sheishi, Yoshi, Vishona. Yesterday I was learning, and I was learning the following. Maisa, Shigazru, Tainus, Bechanaka, Balud. I was learning the following story about the earlier rabbis. There was a fast day that they decreed on Chanukah for the rain in Lud. Vomer alav arbalaz Rabbi Eliezer shesiper, and Rabbi Eliezer went out and got a haircut on the fast day when you weren't supposed to get haircuts. For Rabbi Yeshua sharachat, Rabbi Yeshua took a shower, went into the bathhouse. So they were basically saying with their actions, you can't have a fast day today. Amar lehem Rabbi Yeshua tzuvis anu amashis anisa. Rabbi Yeshua told them, you're fasting. That's an avera. You got to fast because you have to do tshuva because of what you fasted. So what do you see from there? That they held that Chanukah was still a holiday. So lo batla Megillas Tainus. Fiat amr batla Megillas Tainus. But didn't you say batla? So like we said earlier, amr Rabbi Ba, afa gav da'at, amr batla Megillas Tainus, Chanukah u'Purim, lo batlu. All those days were batel except Chanukah and Purim. We said that a couple of days ago. What about Tainus Esther? Tainus Esther, you fast the day before. So we said regarding Purim and Chanukah, they weren't batel, but the halacha of pre and post them was batel. That's one of the answers that was given by the Rishonim. Milei on Rabbanan, the following story from the statement from the rabbis also, Amrin Batla Megillas Tainus, also reflects that why. Rabbi Avun Saim Kolarova Shova. Rabbi Avun fasted every Erev Shabbos. Every Erev Shabbos. Even if it came out on one of the days of Megillas Tainus. Doesn't matter. He fasted. Rabbi Yochanan Saim Kolarovas Rishasa. Rabbi Yochanan fasted. This has nothing to do with us, but it's just quoted here also. He fasted every Erev Rosh Hashanah. Every Erev Rosh Hashanah. Right, there's a discussion in the Gaonim whether you're supposed to fast on Rosh Hashanah. But here is a minhag of fasting at least Erev Rosh Hashanah. Right, and this is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Right, one of the unknown halachas. The Shulchan Aruch quotes in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, Tav Kuf Pei Aleph, Noagim Lehisanos Erev Rosh Hashanah. That's what the Shulchan Aruch quotes. It's quoted from the Yerushalmi, from Midrashim, again, because we have some going to fast on Rosh Hashanah, so we don't go that far. We pass, you don't fast on Rosh Hashanah, cause Rosh Hashanah is a holiday, but at least Erev Rosh Hashanah, good. Rib Zohra Tzom Tzlas Mas Mavin Tzomin. Rib Zohra fasted 300 fast days. And again, he didn't worry that any of them fell out on Megillas Tainus. He wasn't worried about that. Istam and Tesha Mavin, sometimes some people say 900. Velochacha Megillas Tainus. Rib Yaakov Bar Acha Mafake Lisafraya. Rib Yaakov Bar Acha used to tell the teachers, in Isus Isa Mish Alanchon, if any woman comes to ask about this halacha, Imran La, it's interesting that it's if the women come ask. Imrin la, b'chol misani, you could say, you're allowed to fast any day of the year, except for, chutz b'shabbasos, b'yomim tovim, rosh chadashim, v'chol hashem moed, v'chanukah u'purim. These are the only ones that are listed, but not any others from Megillas Tainus. Interesting, Rosh Chodesh is listed. Rosh Chodesh is listed. There's no chiyuv to eat. There's an idea to be marveh, but that's that. Good. Shimon, so now let's get back to our discussion. So what have we been talking about today? This machlokas between Rebbe Meir and Rebbe Yossi about, you know, the Megillas Tainus, the day before, the day after. But remember, when we had the Mishnah in Tainus, it wasn't Rebbe Meir and Rebbe Yossi, it was anonymous and Rebbe Yossi. We know from other sources and Bryce's that it's Rebbe Meir Shita. But in the text of our Mishnah, it's anonymous, the Tanakama and Rebbe Yossi. So now the Gemara says, Shimon, Barban, you remember there's those who Lord Maseches Tainus will remember this as well. Shimon Barba Amar also Uvda Kumi Rabbi Yochanan. There was a Shaila that came in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Vahoyik Rabbi Yossi. And Rabbi Yochanan paskin like Rabbi Yossi. Favi Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar was Rabbi Yochanan's Talmud. He was very upset. Mitztar Va'amar. Shavkin Stam of Adon Ki Yechida. You paskin like Rabbi Yossi? But the Tanakhama is the Stam Mishnah. So how could you paskin like Rabbi Yossi? when you have a stam, when you have a, don't you think there are, Yudan Asi wrote it anonymously to teach me that it is, that's the halacha? So Rabbi Elazar was upset that his Rebbe Paskin, like the Das Yachid, Rabbi Yossi, until Ashkach Tanila, until he found the Brisa, Rabbi Chia B'Shem Rabbi Meir, until he found the Brisa that really that Shita in our Mishnah is Rabbi Meir's opinion. It's not anonymous, totally. It's not the Rabbanan. Katshama, the Tanila, Rabbi Chia B'Shem Rabbi Meir, once he heard that Amar, he said, Yoas Saba, that my Rebbe, I guess, knows, Yada Pirke Garme, he acted properly, meaning he knew I shouldn't have questioned my Rebbe, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Mana, boy, kumi Rabbi Yudan. Well, I have a general question on that anyway. Lo kenam Rabbi Chizkiya Revo b'shem Rabbi Lazar. Kamakam shoshana Rabbi Machlokas v'achakach shana stam alacha gestam. Well, don't we say anyway that if there is a machlokas, if Rabbi Yudan Asi has a machlokas, and then he quotes in another source just one of the opinions anonymously, doesn't that show that we pass him like the anonymous opinion? Because one source he quotes a machlokas, the other source he quotes a stam. So you should say alacha gestam. Isn't that the rule here? See here too. One source in the Brisa, it's explicitly Remeir and Rabbi Yossi. In our Mishnah, Remeir Shita is Stam. Doesn't that mean he passes like the Stam? So how could he pass, how could Rabbi Yochanan pass like Rabbi Yossi? Amar Lei, Lo Rebbe, Domachoran. It's not Rebbe, maybe it's somebody else. Meaning, if you have within Mishnayis, you have a Machlokas, and then you have a Stam, then you could have that rule, says the Gemara. But if you have a Machlokas in the Mishnah, if you have a Machlokas in a Brisa, and then in a Mishnah, you have an anonymous. Who says that Brisa was written by Rebbe? Who says that you could say, oh, Rebbe did these two things, and therefore you can be Medayik? The Brisas were written by others. So, Dilma Charan. So that's not the rule. So the Gemara says, oh, yes, it is. Mahain, it's even a Kavachomer. Why? Mahain in the Ashkach, Rebbe Machlokas v'chazer v'shan astam, alacha gestam. If Rebbe himself quotes a Machlokas, and then quotes one anonymous Shita, then we say, oh, he must be passing like the anonymous Shita. So then, if he never even quoted that machlokas, asar delo ashkach Rebbe masni machlokas, ela achirim shana machlokas. If Rebbe might not have even quoted the machlokas, it was a brisa. For Rebbe shana sam and Rebbe just quoted the anonymous Shita, lo koshikichite alacha gestam. So surely, that's even stronger. If you say that in a Mishnah, if Rebbe quotes a machlokas and then a stam, then Rebbe's passing like the stam. So if Rebbe never even quoted that machlokas, that's a brisa, and he only quotes a stam, then surely you should say we passing like the stam. So we're back to the question. Why did Rabbi Yochanan paskin like Rabbi Yossi? Us Rabbi Chizki, Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha, Rabbi Shimon bar Abba, b'shem Rabbi Lazar, v'yachilu acherim shonu machlokas, v'Rebbe shonu stam alakas stam. Again, we have it explicitly. Even if others have the machlokas, and Rebbe then says the anonymous, we passing like the anonymous. So we're back to the question of Lama hu mora leki yichidai. Why did Rabbi Yochanan pass like Rabbi Yossi? So what's the answer? The following. Rabbi Shmuel bar Yana b'shem Rav Acha hadadat amar b'shem machlokas etzol stam. When do we say this whole rule that, oh, he quoted it anonymously if he only quotes one opinion? If he quotes one opinion anonymously, then you know, okay, that's the opinion that he paskins like. Avalam Yesha, what's the Mishnah in Tainus? You're right, he quoted it not by name. But Rabbi Yossi is also in the Mishnah. So that's not called a stam, right? Avalam yish machlokas eitzel stam, lo bada halacha kestam. The whole thing doesn't apply. The whole sugya is if there's a machlokas, and then in one place he'll only quote one opinion anonymously. But here Rebbe did not quote one opinion anonymously. There's the machlokas, the Tanakama, and Rabbi Yossi. So just, that doesn't prove that the halacha is like a stam in that case. Okay. Weiter. Rabbi Yehuda nasi yashalach l'Rabbi Oshia Rabba. Rabbi Yehuda nasi sent to Rabbi Oshia Rabba. Okay, back to Purim. So the past two dafim we already had back in Maseches Tainus. Now we're back to Purim. There is a shiloh what this is doing here, because in the Bavli, this is after the next Mishnah. But we're back to Purim halachas. On Purim, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, center of Oshia Rabba, chada itim, a big thigh of an animal, the chag log into chamer and a bottle of wine. For Mishloach Manos. He sent him some meat and some wine. Shalach va'amarle. And Rabbi Oshia Rabba answered him, Kiyam tabanu matanos lavyonim. That's matanos lavyonim. That's not Mishloach Manos. What conversation has this happened here? Many different pshatim on the page. The Karbana Eda says that Rabbi Oshia was very poor. So he told him, he says, I'm going to take this from matanos lavyonim. Maybe he was saying, I'm taking it for both, because he was very poor. Others say just the opposite. Others say that he was very rich. And he was very rich, he was saying, to give me something for Mishloach Manos, it's got to be roi for my table. This is not roi for my table. one piece of meat and one cup of wine. That's that. I'll take that. That's Matanos Levyonim level. That's not Mishloach Manos level. So exact opposite shot of the Gemara. Chaim Kanievsky says maybe he was telling him that, you know, I don't know if I count this as two manos. Maybe it's only like one thing, and if it's only like one thing, maybe it'll count for Matanos Levyonim and not for Mishloach Manos, which means Mishloach Manos. Okay, either way, Chazer. But whatever the case was, so he sent him another present. He sends him a whole cow. Of the chamer and a whole barrel of wine. Not just a little piece. So he sends him a whole thing. So shalach v'amarlei, ki antubanim shalach manos ishleyeu. Now you got it. Now that's mishalach manos. Okay? So this is the story. Fine. Tani b'makam. We're going to change the word that the Rishonim, the Me'iri, changes the word. B'makam shem mistachnin. Right? In a place where there's a sakana. There's a sakana to lay in the Megillah. Maybe they made a gzera. No Megillah. Koronos barbasar. You can't read the Megillah on all the earlier days. They didn't allow them to read it on the earlier days if it was a danger. You got to read it with the rest of the Jews. How would that help? How would that help? Sounds like if you, let's continue. Rabbi Yossi boy, mebakam shem mistachnin. If it's dangerous, al yikro so kol ikar. Don't read it at all. Don't read it at all. So what's the answer? If it's mamish pikuach nefesh, that's true. But maybe if you're reading it on a couple of days, that's more, the goyim look at that and the umos olam look at that as differently as just like holiday. If you have like 5 days, all different days, that's worse. Why? If you look at the Me'iri back on Dav Beis. I was looking at the Me'iri on Dav Zion, but I couldn't find it. It's Me'iri Dav Beis. Me'iri Dav Beis quotes this Yerushalmi, V'yesh Garshim Ol Mistachnibo. Ho'ol v'Yisrael mistachnin achshav b'kiyim datzoseihem. If it's dangerous to keep their religion, v'asonim misorim aleim kisharon osam masmidim b'simcha shal nekmasam. They see us having such simcha on the fact that we defeated our enemies, so then they're going to get a little hot under the collar. Tigru lemshol l'farsim simcha yosem n'arai. Don't go overboard. Have your one day of holiday. No earlier days. V'daya b'shaita. Fine. And then the Me'iri says, what's the question you might think they ask? V'yavah pisha simchas Chanukah nimshecha shmona yamim. Chanukah is 8 days. So why isn't that going to get them hot? Osa simcha shel nesa shemen haisa. V'lo al nitzuach ha'ayvim. We could say we're celebrating the miracle of the oil. What's Purim about? We defeat our, there's no way outside of, to explain that one. So that's why the Me'iri here on Daf Beis explains, quotes this Yerushalmi. Okay, I guess I'll have to stop here. Mishnah, getting into the next Mishnah, about Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni. Beit Hashem, we'll pick up with that next time.